You know, have it in a pan, and I think they'd throw everything left in that go around.
And boil it down?
I don't really know exactly how they made it. All I do was come up eating. It was done pretty good. It would look like some parts of it kind of like a Jello, like before when you was eating it. See, because pieces would look like they would be not cooked or something like it, kind of glassy looking. And they always ate the brains.
Do you remember things you might make out of these sections here?
In our case, what we would do is they would say the rear part. They would usually smoke them. Mm-hmm. They would hang them on. They would cut the hams loose. See.
Yeah.
And you would hang those one place. Then you would put some ribs and stuff in salt. You know, the part that they didn't want to smoke.
Yeah.
And keep them like that. They had they put enough salt, man, to kill army covering it up. But I don't think that those things, to me, those salty ones, they never went off right. I was one of the smoke people that like a lot of smoking.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of different meats would you get from the hog? Would you have?
You would have the hog head cheese, then you would have your hams, and you would have your ribs, and you would have the knuckles. They was always putting those in the you're cooking lima beans or peas or something like that to bring the taste up in them. It was always that knuckle or part of the smoked skin or something like that. They would use in cooking, you know, your peas and instead of some other people maybe put bacon and things like that. It was always some of that smoked meat went into all that boiled goods, I think.
How would you describe the farm that you lived on?
It wasn't too big, but the thing it is, it worked you to death because just about everything we had on that section of the farm. See, now anything longer went on part of my granddad's, but the one we had, except for okra in the summer, stuff was up and off of there in just about 6 weeks, see? See, because you had, vegetable like turnips and mustard and your lettuce and all that stuff and cabbage. And once you get it up, and he has to have it for market, see. And I remember a lot of times it'd be slow and growing for market, and they'd go out there with some nitrate or soda, man, and throw it up, and overnight, out of this world. So, what we would be looking for, see, he and this fellow, like I said, had to furnish this store with his vegetables. So, we was always with all these different type of vegetables mostly. Mm-hmm. But on the other part, now they planted things like strawberries, watermelon, see, sugar cane. See, we had that. But see, those things until like in strawberry time when you have to take straw and what we call mulch them, you wouldn't have much trouble with them.
Yeah.
But when they would put the straw in there to keep the strawberries from laying directly on the ground, see, and rotting, they would have that part. But now your sugar cane, while you planted it, and you didn't have too much trouble with it, except for maybe some guys stealing some.
Yeah. What kinds of different things would you make from sugar cane?
Oh, they made a syrup from number one. And what you would do is say, for instance, you want to start grinding sugar cane maybe 3 o'clock in the morning. They said have somebody to go down and hook up a horse or mule, whatever you was going to use that day. And you know, the old swing around grinder where the horse pulls it, and boy, you'd stand there and stick cane and the juice blow all in your eyes, and you drag cane juice to maybe start working you know. And by the time that the rest of them got up, you should have enough, you know, for them to start a kettle going.
Yeah.
And they had this big kettle, I think it held about